Liam, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. John's indeed.
Indeed, and thanks very much for joining us this morning, Liam. As John has been pointing out, I suppose a lot of people looking for work nowadays, some people may not have ever had to do that for before or for certainly a long time.
Yes, and I think John touched on a lot of very pertinent points there. He used the phrase, their gulf of hopelessness, and that seems to be what happens, particularly people who were previously successful, who were the kind of people that John is targeting this week, for example, supervisory executive or self-employed people. All the evidence now is, particularly from Inuai Manute, or one of the leaders in this area in research, is that when people fall from, let's say, up near the top of the ladder, they tend to fall right down to the bottom. That there seems to be no stop off on the way down, that their morale suffers, their self-belief suffers, and they're plunged into an area that they'd never thought about before. Most of these people would have been promoted within companies, possibly headhunted, or as the self-employed people had control over how they channel their energy, whereas when they take a reverse, they tend to suffer a really deep setback. And a lot of what Clear Connect is about that sense of fraternity that can come from being together, I would say, where people get together and realize, well, you know, a lot of people are falling right now, and we can help each other. And I think, you know, that's a lot of the work we would do with people is involves just giving them a boost of confidence and saying, you know, you have got abilities, you've proven yourself before, and get back up on the horse and go again, you know. So it's a first step, quite often, is the hardest step for people. And once they take a first step, often things open up for them again much more fully than they realise.
Okay,
you know?
And confidence is an important one, as you said, because their confidence has probably taken quite a knock, as many of ours have, in recent years, because of the state of the economy and what's been happening, Liam. But on a practical front as well, then we need to look at things like CVs and interview skills. I suppose some people may not have done this before, they may not have done it for a long, long time.
Yes, and often you'll find people who actually conducted interviews in previous roles don't know what to do themselves in trying to present for an interview. So the practical steps, as you say, are getting your CV right, getting an idea about the interview approach. What is the employer looking for? Frequently going for interviews, people tend to broadcast out their own skills, but they don't apply it to the employer's needs. So we would argue, and I'll be talking about this on Thursday, your first job is to identify what the employer has put out there as his or her spec, if you know what I mean. What is the employer looking for? And then you work back from there and see what you have that speaks to the employer. It's like a matching situation, whereas a lot of times people put everything down in their CV, go into an interview and talk about everything they have done, but if it's not relevant, it's a bit like buying a car. If you go to the garage today and say, I want to buy a car that will house myself, my good wife and three children, and they come out and show you a Nissan Micra, well, they're not listening to you. And we need to go to interviews and talk about what the employer is looking for all the time, and how we can match that.
For many people, Liam, as well, when they're going looking for a job, if they haven't done it for a long time, they might wonder, have things changed out there? Have interviews changed? Do I have to do things differently nowadays?
Yeah, a lot of people are influenced by what they learned in school about their CV and even about the interview approach as well, which tends to come from school be almost like elocution preparation, you know, to go in and like reciting a poem. Whereas, in fact, a lot of the stuff about body language and all that, I personally don't go in for that much. To me, it's about the content and what the employer is looking for. And if you go to that point, other things that you might be worrying about where do I put my hands or where do we cross my legs or whatever, those things vanish. The rule that will never change in employment searching is the employer has a need, somebody has to fulfill that need, you've got to work hard at being that person.